This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. Sex, health and well-being in our LGBTI communities.
Presented by Joy's sponsor, Thorn Harbour Health.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jessie and it is an absolute pleasure to be your host for the evening. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9, brought to you each and every week by Thorn Harbour Health, where we chat about your sexual health, mental health and overall well-being for our sexuality and gender diverse community. And I also hope you all had an awesome Northside Bazaar last week because I heard some really good things. It's a shame that I wasn't there. Now, tonight we will be joined by our lovely guest, Ashley Stearns from Breastscreen Victoria, to chat about breast and chest cancer screening for our LGBTIQ community, especially in light of it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is actually the whole month of October. It gives us an opportunity to focus on breast cancer and its impact on the individual as well as in general in our community. We will also be touching on and addressing breast and chest cancer amongst trans men and women, including what effect that hormone therapy might have and even something like breast implants and stuff like that. So please do stay tuned for the show. You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. This is Well, 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 and you're listening to Joy 94.9. My name is Jessie, and I'm in the studio with Ashley from Breastscreen Victoria. Ashley, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. So do you want to start by telling our listener what your role is at Breastscreen Victoria and kind of what purpose Breastscreen Victoria has?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Ashley Stearns. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm their Diversity and Inclusion Project Manager for Breastscreen Victoria. So we provide free mammograms to women and gender diverse people aged 40 and over. So to explain that a little bit, a mammogram is an x-ray of breast tissue that can find changes too small to be felt during a physical examination. And if you're aged between 50 and 74, you should be screening every 2 years. More than 75% of breast cancers occur in women over 50, and regular breast screens are the best way to find breast cancer early.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that little intro. How common is breast cancer amongst women?
So 1 in 8 women in Victoria will develop breast cancer in their lifetime.
1 in 8 women. That's really quite high.
Yeah.
That's really higher than what you'd think. I know we probably kind of will unpack that a little bit later, but was that kind of a shock to you when you found out?
Yeah, definitely. So I didn't really have a huge awareness before I started working at Breastscreen Victoria, and some of that's probably due to my age. Mm-hmm. So I'm just under 30, which means screening's not a priority for me at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found it quite high when I found out.
Okay. And what about men? Because that seems to be something that people kind of tend to overlook or not talk about, or they're just kind of not even aware of.
Yeah. So it is quite low for men. So less than 1% of all breast cancers occur in men. So all cancers that are found.
Yeah.
But it does still mean that men can develop breast cancer.
Yeah, for sure. And I suppose we'll unpack the idea about trans men as well, because
yes,
that kind of brings in hormone therapy. So we'll tackle that in a moment. But so you said that a breast screen involves a mammogram. And what is the whole process if someone wanted to get an appointment at Breastscreen Victoria?
Yeah. So you can go on our website or give us a call on 13 20 50 to book your appointment. You can walk into a clinic, but depending on which clinic is closest to you, we would recommend you make an appointment. So we have over 40 permanent screening clinics across Victoria and 25 sites that are visited every 2 years by our mobile screening service, colloquially colloquially the big pink vans that you might see driving around the state.
Yeah.
So it's completely free. It takes about 10 minutes. You don't need a Medicare card.
Okay.
And you don't need a GP referral.
Oh, awesome. So it's like just a walk-in service.
Yep.
Yep. That's really good. And how would you receive your results?
So your breast screen images are read at one of our 8 reading and assessment centres, and your results are sent to you within 2 to 4 weeks, and you can have your results sent to your doctor if you provide their details.
Yeah.
So you might be asked to come back for more tests. It absolutely doesn't mean that breast cancer is present, but sometimes more tests are required to make sure. Mm. It happens more often if you're having a breast screen for the first time because there's no images to compare the new screen with.
Yeah, yeah. And regardless, you will always get those images sent out to you?
You don't get the images, but you will get the results. So you'll get a clear or not clear, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And you said earlier about a physical examination that you can't pick up on?
Yes.
Yes.
So a mammogram will pick up on things that you won't necessarily feel if you're doing a self-examination. Yeah.
Talking about self-examination, for any ladies listening, are there any tips or something that you could give with regards to that so that they can do a self-assessment?
Yeah, so I would recommend having a look at some of the resources on our website. Mm-hmm. Because we're a screening program, we don't necessarily offer advice on self-examination.
Yes, of course.
But what I would say is it's important to keep an eye out for any changes. So everyone's breasts are different.
Yep.
That's just the reality. But you do want to look out for any kind of changes to your breasts.
And you would know best before and after, wouldn't you? So it's good to do the self sort of thing. Yeah. And what about for women who have breast implants? Is the procedure the same or does it change things?
So having breast implants in and of itself doesn't increase your risk of breast cancer, but it does make it harder to see the breast tissue on standard mammograms.
Okay.
So additional images will probably be required to show as much breast tissue as possible, and you will need a slightly longer appointment. So we ask every person who books an appointment if they have breast implants, regardless of gender, because we need usually 20 minutes instead of 10.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know that it doesn't affect the risk of breast cancer at all, because I think that might be a potential misconception. So it's nice to get clarity on that. We're back in the studio with Ashley from Breast Screen Victoria. So Ashley, I wanted to ask you, how have things changed when it comes to addressing breast or chest cancer in trans men and women?
So there's limited evidence on both breast cancer risk and suitable screening for trans and gender diverse people, which is actually the case for cancer screening more broadly as well. So in 2017, Breast Screen Victoria began working towards Rainbow Tick accreditation as an LGBTI inclusive service. And that same year, members of our LGBTI advisory group identified the need to focus specifically on the development of TGD inclusive services. So for us, a trans and gender diverse policy was considered necessary to provide guidance on screening eligibility. And so our breast screen clinical reference group and research committee reviewed some of the international evidence, and no surprises, the evidence was pretty limited.
Yeah.
But we did find a set of guidelines on breast screening out of Canada that we found pretty useful. And so we're the first breast screen service in Australia to develop a policy on screening for trans and gender diverse people, which I'll get into a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I know there's limited evidence, but can you speak to the different risk factors that might affect, trans and gender diverse folks?
Yeah, so I'll speak first about trans men. So for trans men who have had chest surgery, screening every 2 years is recommended.
Mm-hmm.
There are no clear recommendations for people who have had chest surgery. So we would recommend talking about individual risk factors with your doctor, including any previous surgical or hormone treatment.
Yeah.
We don't screen anyone who's had a double mastectomy. So if your doctor confirms or you're sure that you have no remaining breast tissue, screening's not possible or necessary. And I'll talk a little bit about trans women as we move forward.
Yeah, sure. And is the not possible or not, like, the not necessary part purely because there isn't breast tissue to kind of examine?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, right. So with the mammogram, your breast is essentially compressed as part of the x-ray machine. So if you don't have breast tissue, it's impossible for us to do that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And what about trans women? Did you want to speak to that?
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit about breast density and hormone therapy.
So, yes, I'd love you to talk about hormone therapy actually, because that's definitely an important one.
Yeah, so just as a bit of an explainer, so high breast density means there's a greater amount of breast and connective tissue as compared to fat in the breast. Mm-hmm. So breast density is not a measure of how the breasts feel, but rather how they look on a mammogram. So dense tissue can show up as white areas on the x-ray, and breast cancers also show up as white areas on the x-rays.
Okay, so let me just kind of like break that down a little bit. So high connective tissue means high density.
Correct.
Right, and so that like fatty tissue is a lower density.
Yes.
Yes, and is there kind of a preference of like what we want, or is it just individual people's breasts look different?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So about 1 in 3 women undergoing breast screening have dense breasts.
Yeah.
It's not super clear why some women have dense breast tissue and others do not. Mm. However, you're more likely to have dense breasts if you're younger, if you're premenopausal, or if you're taking hormone replacement therapy.
Okay.
So I guess that's the link here that we have to the trans and gender diverse community. So
for trans women?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
So the evidence suggests that there's some cancer risk for trans people with breasts, particularly if they're aged over 50 years and have taken estrogen for more than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another question similar to implants that we actually ask every person who books an appointment about HRT, regardless of gender, because it may affect the appearance of the screening images.
Yeah, yeah. So best is safe to say don't assume otherwise. It's always safest to go for screening.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair enough. Do you reckon the, just kind of as a general, that the queer community have a different healthcare-seeking behaviour than the general population when it comes to breast screening or chest screening?
Yeah, I mean, of course we do. And the research tells us that as well. So we conducted our own survey in 2017 to seek feedback on barriers and enablers to trans and gender diverse inclusive services.
Yeah.
So the survey was completed by 34 trans and gender diverse people. 22 of the 33 participants who answered this question had never had a breast screen.
Mm.
And of those 22, 8 said they were not sure if they even needed to have one.
Yeah.
So in contrast, we did a similar survey of a broader cohort of LBT women in 2010, and they reported significantly higher levels of participation.
Yeah.
The lack of knowledge is not surprising, considering how little information there is for trans and gender diverse people on breast and chest cancer risk.
Totally, totally. I mean, just in general, across the board, really, we need to put more effort into researching that kind of that area, hey?
Yeah, definitely. So some of the barriers that survey participants identified were staff ignorance, transphobia, fear of being misgendered or having to out themselves during the screening process, not knowing about screening, embarrassment, and fear of the test causing anxiety.
Wow, that's so disappointing that it's the actual like a service or their experience with a healthcare service that's causing the barriers. So it's good to kind of bring this to light as to what we can change, I suppose, and kind of improve in training and whatnot. But it kind of brings to light what I think of is education. Do you think there's a lack of education around this? Because that's something that can, it's more of an achievable target. But do you reckon that is something that is lacking?
Yeah, definitely. As I mentioned, we're the only breast screen in Australia to have a policy on this, which means we're the source of information
for sure.
In Australia at the moment.
Wow.
So I think if you aren't aware of the work that we're doing, and we're trying to get the word out as much as we can and educate people on what they need to look out for and if and how they need to screen.
Yeah. I wonder why people get so weird talking about breasts, like in the media, you know, or in the public. Like, why can't we? They're so normal. I know there was that that ad recently about the periods.
Yeah.
And that kind of was like, controversial. And I was like, this is crazy that we should be even having this conversation.
Yeah, it's 2019.
Exactly.
We can talk about like, periods.
Are we going to have this? It's like having this conversation about gay men holding hands or something, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like, where are we living now? So, yeah, it kind of takes you by surprise sometimes. So other than the barriers for on a healthcare service provider, Was there anything else that the study or that group kind of alluded to in terms of barriers of accessing or kind of wanting to access your service?
Yeah, so particularly for trans men accessing breast and chest cancer screening, a number of the participants reported a major barrier was seeing Breast Screen Victoria as a women's space.
Sure.
And look, our website's very pink.
Yeah.
And we get that. So we've done some work to change some of our collateral, and we've also developed an internal inclusive language guide that offers guidance on the use of gender-neutral language. So we will use the word women where we're using data or research that specifically was done on women.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we try to use clients or people so that more people can access the message and kind of read themselves into it.
Yeah. And should we kind of try to check ourselves and maybe speak about breast and chest cancer screening as well? That might help.
Yeah. So some of the... what came out of the survey as well was that there was kind of some, it was uncomfortable for some trans men to talk about breasts, which is totally understandable.
For sure.
So all of our materials that came out of that survey, and I'll talk a little bit about the report and the fact sheet shortly, use breast and chest.
Okay. Great. And I know that you've kind of just spoken about some changes that you've done. You are the
diversity and inclusion
role there. Is there anything else that you can speak to as the steps that you've already taken, which is awesome, by the way? Are there kind of anything else so that listeners listening can hopefully just feel more accepted and not hesitant to come to the screening service?
Yeah, so to document our findings of the Trans and Gender Diverse Project, we released a report in March of this year, which is called Developing Trans and Gender Diverse Services at Breast Screen Victoria, and that's available on our website for people to read in full.
Great.
And there's also a fact sheet available on the resources page of our website that provides information about breast and chest health, breast cancer, and screening for trans and gender diverse people. So it will actually break down, if you are a trans woman, here's what you need to do. If you are a trans man, here's what you need to do. And if you're non-binary or gender diverse, here are your options.
Awesome. And for our lovely listener, could you give them that website for them to go and get some more of this information?
Yes. So we have dedicated pages on our website for the broader LGBTI community and one specifically for trans and gender diverse people. So the website is breastscreen.org.au, and you can just use the search function for either of those.
Yeah.
And our phone number, 13 20 50. If you're still unsure, so I would say if you're still unsure whether our program is right for you after you've looked at those resources, we would recommend speaking to your GP.
Fantastic. And I'll make sure I include that link on our podcast page when it goes live as well. So just as we're closing up for today, there's a couple of things I wanted to chat about the Rainbow Tick. So Ashley, you have started your role as the Diversity and Inclusion Project Manager not too long ago. Tell us, though, what is the Rainbow Tick exactly and what does it represent?
So the Rainbow Tick is a national accreditation program for organisations that are committed to safe and inclusive practice and service delivery for LGBTI people. So organisations wishing to receive the Rainbow Tick are required to undergo an accreditation process against the Rainbow Tick standards, which I'll talk about shortly, which were owned and developed by Rainbow Health Victoria.
Yeah, great. And why do you think it's so important for Breast Screen Victoria in particular to achieve Rainbow Tick status?
So for us, this was a way to really tangibly demonstrate our commitment to providing inclusive service for the LGBTI community. So as an organisation, we've had an LGBTI advisory group since 2015, and Rainbow Tick is really the next logical step for us. We're currently working with the Rainbow Tick accreditors on the logistics of extending our current accreditation to our service providers across the state. So at the moment, the coordination unit in Carlton, where I work, and the mobile screening service Vans are both accredited, and we're hoping to promote that across the state.
Okay.
We don't know what that process looks like yet, but it's work that I'm really excited to do.
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine the process is quite, it's quite a thorough process.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And so you're kind of saying that it's at your Carlton kind of venue. Does it, is it different for each like outlet kind of thing?
Yeah, so the way that our screening service providers and our reading and assessment centres work is they are contracted to us to work under the Breast Screen Victoria banner.
Yeah.
And so it'll be a matter of working with them and also potentially their hospitals or providers that we call them OSPIS organisations to see how and what we can do on whether we can get them accredited or at the very least go in there with some education and training and do as much as we can.
Yeah. And you have spoken to a couple of changes you've already made. Moving forward, what else do you think might be taking place in making this program more inclusive towards the LGBTIQ community?
Yeah, so last month we submitted our quality improvement plan to the Rainbow Tick accreditors that outlines the work that we plan to do prior to our mid-cycle review in August of 2020. Mm-hmm. As part of that plan, and why I'm excited to announce here today, is to share that we're holding two dedicated LGBTI screening sessions in November.
Great.
So Thursday the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday the 6th from 11 to 2 p.m.
Great.
And we really wanted to create a space where the community felt safe, where they could maybe get a group of friends together and make a bit of an activity out of it,
All
go and get our breasts and chest screened.
Yeah.
So you can book that through our website, breastscreen.org.au. We've updated our homepage with a link,
mm-hmm.
Or you can call 13 20 50 to book in.
Okay, great. And what whereabouts was that?
So that's at the David Jones Rose Clinic, which is here in Melbourne CBD.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, after all. Is there anything you wanted to kind of add to that? I suppose this show is part of that as well.
Yeah.
But whilst we are in the midst of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, is there anything else that you'd like to say about it?
Yeah, so we've been really busy.
Yeah.
It's our busiest month of the year, particularly our health promotion team.
For sure.
They've been running around all over the place, kind of doing education sessions and letting people know why they should screen. And I guess from my perspective, what I'd really like to kind of put a call out for is tell us when we're doing something really well and tell us when we're not.
Yeah.
Because without that feedback, we don't know what we don't know and we don't know what's working. So if anyone wants to reach out to me and provide any feedback about their experience in a screening service, please,
awesome.
Feel free to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Ashley, for being open to hearing feedback from the community if they had an experience that they'd like to share with you. If they wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
So my email is asterns, A-S-T-E-R-N-E-S, at breastscreen.org.au, or my phone number is 03-9660-6877.
Okay, great. Now, you did mention something about education sessions. How is those done?
Yeah, so sometimes it's workplaces that reach out
yeah.
and want us to come in and talk to their staff, or it's community events or conferences.
Yeah.
Just anywhere where there's an audience, really, that's willing to listen.
Okay, for sure. And if workplaces potentially wanted to have resources, is that something that you might be able to do is like send out resources to them?
Yes, we definitely can.
Okay.
So if you get in touch with me, I can get in touch with our health promotion team and organise that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on board today. It's been definitely educational for myself as well. And as we are drawing our Well, Well, Well show to a close here on Joy 94.9, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to Ashley from Breastscreen Victoria for coming on the show with us during Breast and Chest Cancer Awareness Month. It was an absolute pleasure having her on board. And I would really like to encourage all our lovely listeners and perhaps talk to your friends about thinking about getting a breast or chest cancer screen if you haven't had one for a while. So I just wanted to flag that coming up, not for a little while, but in about a month on the 1st of December, it's World AIDS Day, which is designated to be the 1st of December every year since 1988. And it's an international day dedicated to raising awareness of the AIDS pandemic that was caused by the spread of HIV infection and also mourning those who have died of HIV and AIDS, really celebrating and commemorating the lives of those we have lost. And you might be able to see us on the day handing out red ribbons, but stay tuned of events and other things happening around the city. So until then, it's been a pleasure being your host for the evening. My name is Jessie. You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.